Today's share of Mishnah Berayimi is Siman Tav Samech Beis, and we are finishing this unbelievable Siman Tav Samech Beis up to Sif Zayin Yesh Levarer Hamelach Michitim Shloyu Besocho. Says a person has to go ahead and check salt to see that there's no chitim, there's no wheat that is inside it. There's no grains and kernels mixed in the salt. Now, what's the issue? So the Shulchan Aruch explains, when the salt goes ahead and it liquefies a little bit, the derech of salt is to, at times, go ahead and liquefy and become liquidy, and then go even a little bit. So when that happens, it's nichnas ma'at ma'at. A little bit of that will go into the chitin, into the wheat kernel, and then it's mischamek, and it's going to turn the wheat kernel into chamek. So come to Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Chavdalin, and he says, "Haynu b'melach shel yam the kamayim dami." He says it's like salt from the sea. We're talking about salt that comes from the ocean, the sea, otherwise known as sea salt. That has the status of water. However, aval b'melach shechofrin min hakarka, however, pure mine salt from the mines, from the ground, that they dig out of the ground, maybe Himalayan salt, mitzavadin kama achronim, de'enon b'chlal mayim. The achronim say that that's not really salt that's considered having a din of water. Elahein kemei peros, rather, that salt, even if it does liquefy a little bit when sitting around, it has a din of meperos, de'ena machmitzin, they will not come and will not make the wheat chametz, but rather just masriach. Umikomakom, he says, roi gam bezeh, l'dogosam. Still he says, even though there are achronim that say that it's like meperos, this other salt, it's also fitting to go ahead and be baidek any salt for any type of wheat that's in it. Sifkat chafei. So he says, if you find the wheat in the salt, let's assume now sea salt, Shulchan Aruch says, mischamet. It's going to make the wheat chamek stick because of the liquid. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, umischamets achita, the chita is going to become chametz from the water content of the salt, the shuv poletes achita, and then the chita itself will give off its tam of the chametz, of the chita, tam achametz, the melach. In other words, it goes, the liquid of the melach will go into the chita, and then the chita back into the melach, because it was hanging out in there for a long time. Bimlo birer benimtza chita b'melach. What happens if you did not go ahead and you were not bodek to check if there was any wheat kernels in the salt? Eskimu achronim, the achronim hold. Dim yevashim, if the wheat is dry, then mutter amelach, the melach will be mutter, afil v'pesach, even on Pesach. Bimetzan, shenis rakichu, and if you find that it has, the chita has softened, it softened. Didn't even start breaking yet, but it just softened. Imu be'erev Pesach, achar chatzos. If it's an Erev Pesach after Chatzos, then all you have to do is Tzarech Lito Kedei Netila. All you have to do is take the amount of this of a kedena tila, which is the hainu kaovi agudal, the thickness of the thumb, the width of the thumb by the knuckle, svivo samakom. So you have to take off the amount of salt, the size of an agudal, around the spot shahayu achitin, where the wheat kernel was. Vizarka, and throw out that salt. Vashar mutter, and the rest will be mutter. Aval in matzon v'pesach. However, if you find it on Pesach, then lechatchila ein l'shtamish v'kol amelach. Lechatchila, you should not go ahead and use all of that salt shebekli in the kli. V'yizrok kidei netila svivan, and throw out a kidei netila around it, but you can't use the rest of the salt. V'ashar, and the rest, you could be masha ad lachar Pesach, you could leave until after Pesach. U'b'di'evit, mishtamash behen, b'di'evit, if you did use it for, let's say, some dish, ein lasor ha-machal, should not ask for the machal, ella im kein sesamu, unless you went ahead and you put in, may also kidei netila, from the amount that of the kidei netila that was surrounding the kernel, and that was, if that was tocha machal, then the machal would not be able to be eaten, because that you have to assume that once the chita has been softened, then already you have to be machmir that the salt surrounding the wheat, a kedei netila, has been asered, and even with the yeved on Pesach, it will aser the machal that it falls in. The az aser kol machal, and the whole machal will become aser. Again, you should be machmer on Pesach not to have any of the salt if the kernel got soft. But if the salt got thrown into a chont, a Pesach tikka chont, and it wasn't from the area of a kedei netila around the chita, you could be makel. If it was from the area around the chita, a kedei netila, it would aser whatever dish it went into, got cooked into. Kasu achronim, the gama tabla yesh levar. Achronim write that spices also, one should go ahead and check. Why should he do that? Because maybe it has wheat in it. And therefore, what should you do? Lahashlich garine tvua. You should throw out any kernels of grain that you might find in the spices. Kodim shiyasi mein betasha, before you put it into any dish. The kodim shiyaduch osam, or before you go ahead and you grind the spices, you should check that there's no wheat kernels in there. Shelo yisarbu tocha tapas, it doesn't get mixed up with the spices. Aval tabla pashut shuein b'chashash, but the tabla itself you don't have to be concerned about. Afilu nimtzu harbe b'hem, even if you find a lot of wheat kernels in it and you get them out, the harei hein yavesh b'yavesh, because it's yavesh b'yavesh. Unlike salt, there's no liquid there, and therefore it's not going to aser the tavlin. Just have to make sure that you get all the wheat out before you pour those tavlin into any dish, because then it would be a problem, obviously. Once it gets cooked up in any liquidy dish with water, it would be a problem. Ad kan.